Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just take turns, say your name and your title with Festival.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Joe Carabeo, the program director of DC Shorts.
Bo can last, everything that you can imagine behind the scenes right here, DC Shorts, 20th anniversary. So happy to welcome you guys with us.
Awesome.
I call him the executive. He's the executive.
Okay. Bo, what should I say technically?
Festival director is fun.
Festival director? Okay. And I believe you're in your second year as festival director.
That's
now.
That's right. We're running it back. I had to be here for the 20th anniversary. You know, I wanted to, you know, make sure that we put that stamp of 20 years of filmmaking, making films for 20 more. And that's why we're here talking to you today.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. There's been some great festival directors there over the years, and it's been, you know, I've been there many, many times. So I'm glad you're keeping the tradition going. How have you seen it grow in terms of just the 2 years you've been there? You know, like, I'm sure first year you're just getting your feet wet with it, but now you're finally, you know what I mean? Like, now you kind of have a sense of it. And yeah, I mean, what do you think? Has it grown a little even in your time?
Yes, actually. And not only are we keeping with the traditions that were started by John Gann in 2003, we are, Joe and I and Anavik, our director of operations, and the entire board, we're trying to start new traditions here. Like I said, we are celebrating short filmmaking, and Joe and I were just talking about this, how this is the largest just short film exclusive festival on the East Coast. And I mean, the area for sure. But this time we have a couple of record-breaking things, even for DC Shorts. We have 16 world premieres and 55 women filmmakers, which pretty much highlights the mission of DC Shorts, with the idea that we champion short filmmaking, but the idea of inclusivity and really trying to highlight those that may not have otherwise had a voice in the past, right? So we're definitely showing that part.
Awesome. That's awesome. And yeah, one more for Bo before I toss it over to Joe with, you know, some specific film examples. But just Bo, like, remind us what venues we're in this year, including the one that you're sitting in now.
Yeah, right now we're actually doing an interview from the DC Alamo Draft House. So this is where the majority of the festival is going to be taking place. But we're kicking it off at the J by J on September 20th. Wednesday to Sunday. And on Sunday we have the big awards show, which is something brand new that we're doing. In the past, DC Shorts has had a awards brunch, right, just for the filmmakers, but this time we're going to be doing something brand new, remixing it, if you will, and putting our stamp with this fun, lively, and expect the unexpected, connecting the unexpected of this award show type feel.
Awesome. And so wait, you say it kicks off at J, when you say J by J, do you mean it's how do you say it? The Ed Lavitch Jewish Community Center on?
That's correct. Yes. At the Safford's Hall. The exact, let me look up the address, 1529 16th Street, Northwest DC.
Awesome. And then you go over to the Alamo, or remind us what the address is there.
The address is 640 Rhode Island Ave, Northeast DC. And just another point, since Thursday, and we're going to be talking about programming, because Joe curated this amazing experience of the short films that were submitted. We're able to put them all in 16 live showcases. But on Thursday night, which I'll let you talk about that, because he did a whole curated like a music type of focused show. So we're doing a concert Thursday night at the Metro Bar. Which is actually, the address that I gave before was Metro Bar, 640 Rhode Island Ave, but right across the street at 630 Rhode Island Ave is Alamo, DC Alamo Draft House.
And you guys can all park at the same place.
Yeah, we can park at the same place.
Yeah, just walk right back and forth across the street.
That's it, yeah.
And also the J&J is like literally pretty much down the street from the White House.
Yes, yeah. Northwest style.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, and then it's there through the duration until, you said, Sunday?
Correct, at Alamo.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that sounds awesome. All right. Yeah, Joe, let's hop in here. We teed it up perfectly for you. So yeah, I know that, you know, usually they're arranged in different thematic blocks and things like that. Like, do you have, before we get to the actual movies, is there like certain genre, you know, how do you group them? Is it genres? I mean, music one day, or yeah. Is there like a grouping to them?
Well, the first day I tried to, because, you know, I'm a filmmaker too. I've been to many film festivals. I've put on many film festivals since 2003. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there's a certain flow that fits just with the energy of the film festival. So of course, the first day we have sort of like a international and documentary style. I feel like that's a good warm up. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, what Bo was talking about on Thursday is a very music and performance showcases. Now, this is something that we haven't really done before in DC Shorts, was highlight music and stuff like that. And like, you know, I'm a musician, Bo's musician, Jason, you're probably a musician. Right.
Someone, no, my wife, yeah. My wife is.
And your wife is a musician. And this is, the Thursday is such a perfect, such a perfect day for anyone who's connected to music, because, you know, the first, we have a film block called Play, which is like scores that we love, films that have scores that we love. And then the other one, Listen is the scores that we love. Play is the films where music is part of the story, as like about musicians and stuff like that. And then we have Act, which is, again, I think it's a new one where we focused on actors and stories about people who are performers and actors.
Cool.
And I felt like that's the best way to be highlighted again by having a concert at the end of the day. So it's Thursday is such a great day. And
so Listen, Play, and Act are all Thursday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. And then in terms of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, are there themes to those?
Yeah, so I felt like, you know, what's better on a Friday than watching some genre films? Like, we got the horror, we got the sci-fi, we got the, I guess, thriller. We also, what's another thing you do on Fridays? You go for a date. So we have date night movies. Nice. And also, that's another crucial, that's also, we have a spotlight on Jay Jameson, who's another great filmmaker. You know, he's
coming to town.
Yeah,
I know him well. We went to AU Film School together. He's a great guy.
Wow.
Nice. I felt like this is such a perfect thing.
It's a reunion. Let's
go. Jay is a buddy. He's awesome.
And he's, you know, the thing is, though, he has so many amazing stories. That's what I liked about the panels that we put together. It's not just like, I wanted this to almost be like, these are these awesome podcasts that you can listen to with these great filmmakers put together. So
all in one building too. And to just kind of segue into that, it's focusing on those who work behind the scenes in the film industry, the cinematographers, directors, stunt people, even, right? Not just he talked about the music and the PAs. We have a whole panel just discussing some of those story behind the scenes.
Cause you know, Jay, I work with other like comic conventions and stuff like that. And those panels are so crucial. And I wanted to bring that energy to DC Shorts. So these panels are probably going to be just as entertaining as these films. Yeah.
And he'll probably be able to talk. Right now, he's on the sidelines because of the strike from Superman and Lois. So he'll be able to talk to that, all the behind the scenes stuff. When is the Jay panel?
Friday night.
Friday. Okay, perfect. That goes in with the genre night too, because of the superhero show. All right,
and
cool.
On the Saturday, we have, technically I called it the serious day, but I felt like, how do we follow up date night? But with post date night, with like basically films that happen after the first date,
aftermath.
So from having a kid, from marriage, like stuff like that. Also, dealing with in-laws, like stuff like
Hashtag serious Saturday.
It should be hashtag serious Saturday.
Yeah, but folks, also entertaining, cathartic. You know what I mean? Like, just because it's serious, you still should come out. Like, some of the best movies are dramas, etc. So yes, it's going to be awesome.
So we have also dramas happening on that day. We also have comedies happening on that day. Also, we get to showcase the Alliance, right? Our LGBTQ plus. They also have that and a film block as well. It's another stacked day. Every day is stacked. I'd like to say that.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Sounds like we get like our social commentaries and stuff that day too. And then Sunday's it's set aside for the awards, right?
No, Sunday, we're still rocking. Okay. Sunday is almost our, we start with
homegrown type of focus though, with the local doc heroes.
I felt like what better way to spend your Sunday morning than we start with the animations, and then we have our local doc documentaries, and then I call it the We Make Movies Here, but it's also Local Filmmakers Showcase.
Nice.
And also I feel like the Sunday we have the director panel, we have the writers panel, so the Sunday is just as stacked, and we just keep climbing
the awards. And then everybody's invited to come back at 8:30 right at the big show right here in the Alamo. So the theater seats over 200, and it's gonna be, well, you know, we don't want to give too much away with that. We want you guys to witness the first ever award show of that stature.
I think we were talking about, Bo and I were talking about, and also with Anovic, our festival director, we were talking about the award show. And of course, the things that popped up in our heads was like, let's make it a mixture of the Golden Globes and the VMAs somehow.
All right. No, the NSYNC is not reuniting at your show.
But there'll be,
and there will be no, and there will be no, there'll be no slapping of the host, right?
But it should, it should be a blast.
You guys need to do a slap spoof and a Moonlight La La Land envelope gaff spoof. There's so much you could do.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, that's awesome. That's, we've covered a lot of the pageantry and the, you know, the genres, the blocks, all that stuff. But do we have time for to highlight a couple of the movies? Is there like some, a couple of examples? Because I find that those make for really good radio pieces too.
I mean, I'm going to be very, I'm going to be honest and say that it's tough to memorize every single over 140 films from the beginning to the end. But for some reason, we have a, that's, you know, what sticks out in my head. We have a film called Nude, which it's a, I believe it's a French film, but they pronounce, it a different way.
Okay.
But it's entertaining because imagine like Cabin in the Woods with your conquering your fear about being naked.
Okay.
So, so it's really cool. You know, am I giving away plots? I'm not sure if I should give away plots of this.
Not too much. Basically, like, if it would be in the log line or the premise or the trailer, I think it's fair game. But yeah, don't reveal what happens as it goes on. Yeah,
I definitely think that people should check it out on genre day to check out Nude, just because, like, you know, you have those romantic moments and, you know, you, I don't know, it's imagine, you know, imagine Evil Dead and being naked. That's what we're coming at here.
Gotcha.
But also, there's a lot of great films. There's like a film called like The Stake. There's a lot of these things that I really love. How we have a film called Stake that takes place again in one single take, you know. And I think it came from Iran, and it's a serious film, but it shows like one shot of an invasion that's happening in a household from a war perspective. So that's interesting too. There's also,
Real quick, before you move off that one, is it steak as in S-T-A-K-E?
Yeah, literally. Because I'll give you a spoiler, but that's the first shot of the movie. And then the story progresses from there of like a, we'll say an invasion happens.
Okay. Yeah, so not S-T-E-A-K, not the meat. It's S-T-E-A-K.
No, it is the meat.
Oh, the meat. Okay.
Yeah, it is the meat.
And then you raise the stakes from there.
Yeah, and you raise the stakes from there.
All right. Jason, you were talking about spoofs. There's this one that, I really like the treatment where they call it Nuptial Geographic. So they do it from like a documentary style of someone of a couple that's going through, you know, the wedding planning and everything. So
nice, I like that.
It's gonna be cool because from what I've seen from the guest list, this is becoming almost like the who's who of local filmmakers are going to be here too. So that's really going to be exciting. That's what's really cool about this too. It's like a lot of times you don't get that perspective of like, how would a working filmmaker make this show happen? And I think that's what's cool about these panels. Like all these people that are part of these panels, you get to see the inside. I'm literally telling them, let's not make this a fluff piece. Let's make these like exclusive conversations and stories that literally, unless you're in the industry, that you wouldn't hear.
Yeah.
And I think they tell the greatest stories. That's why I have a panel called Tales from the G&E, which is Grip Electric and Gaffers. And I don't know if you've been on set, but those guys, they've seen some stuff.
Oh yeah.
And most people who aren't in the industry, people will ask, when you see the credits roll for anybody who does stick around and pay tribute to those working behind the scenes, people don't know exactly what their roles and responsibilities are.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we have a panel called Life and Times as a PA. And we all know production assistants have seen some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be great because we have people that start out as production assistants and now they are producers and the above the line people. So it's good to see that perspective. So
started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah. This is the place to be if you've ever even wanted to know how the sausage is made.
There you go.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's fantastic. Sure. But real quick, is each block, like how many movies is it, like a 2-hour block, like 10 movies or something, or what is it?
So what we have for each block is the goal is around an hour and 45. And then you get a Q&A with the filmmakers that are going to be
at the top acts at the end.
Yeah. And it sort of coincides. Like as soon as a block is done, then we have a panel in a different room.
Right.
So, but there's no real limitation. It's just there's a panel that'll happen maybe 15 minutes later. So,
but roughly how many movies per block? I know it probably varies, but
it does sort of vary. It could be from, because the animation one actually has quite a bit.
Sure. Yeah, shorter, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but we can vary from sort of 8 to 10.
Yeah. 8 to 10. Okay. Just want to give folks an idea. And speak to that really quick about how maybe if there's some folks who, I mean, all three of us are very familiar with film festival world, but let's say there's some listeners to WTOP who've never been to one. Explain why that's like sort of cool. Like, okay, if you don't like what you're watching, you're not stuck for 3 hours watching it at the multiplex. Right. Wait 5 minutes, you can get something else. You know what I mean? It's like a tapas platter of movies.
That is true.
It definitely is one of those moments where it's like, if you love to binge watch, you can binge watch in the comfort of the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did try to...
Reclining seats.
Look at these. I mean, I know the people at home can't... We're here at the Alamo. Yeah. but yeah, that's what's so cool about a film festival. If you love cinema or if you just love being entertained, you can just sit here and you can just let it pour over you. Mm-hmm. Let this amazing art form pour over you. And it's really cool because... Nothing against like mainstream movies or like the Marvel and DC and stuff, but like this is a way to realize there's more than just that. There's more than feature films, really. There's more than what you see in like a, you know, like a online, really.
Yeah.
You can't click away.
That's right. Click away. It's a great opportunity for you to really immerse yourself in an experience you might otherwise not be able to have the chance to preview.
And the way I plan these blocks too is I try to give the audience a ride. So right. It is sort of structured.
He did curate a playlist. I can attest to this because from the back and forth between Anna Vic, him, and myself, like he pretty much he had the final say on the order and how he wanted to take the audience.
Well, that's important. That's important because you give him a little
curating that playlist.
And like a playlist. I find great joy in that. I've been doing film festivals since I think a sophomore in college. Like I had a, I feel there's a feel for those things too, you know?
And speaking of feel, one thing that I've, as the festival director, and of course with Joe, the program director, and Anna Vic with the director of operations side, one thing we wanted to do with the 20th anniversary of DC Shorts was to kind of, since it does kind of coincide with the 50th anniversary of hip hop, we kind of put a little remix in how we approach it from the trailer that Joe created to the new theme music that you're going to hear. Shout out to El Marquis and the team that, you know, kind of put this whole, once again, from the moment you walk into the venue, not even just the theater space. When you walk into the venue, you're going to see from the box office all the way down to when you're actually casting your vote for the audience award. You're going to have an amazing time at our 20th anniversary.
That's so awesome. Well, very cool that I have more than enough to work with. And it sounds like it's going to be so fun. So if anyone for some reason can't make it, is there like a virtual option too? I mean, I know most people nowadays can.
We have our online festival, but if you, for whatever reason, cannot be there in person with us, we will do our best to also have a live stream available for you guys.
Awesome.
And also the panels will be recorded in some format. So we can also have that for release in the future as well.
Yeah. But that's really cool that you offer that. But everyone, come out in person if you absolutely can, because there's nothing like being in a, you know, a room together, a communal experience, and just enjoying the movies. Like you said,
it's about community.
Can't click away, baby.
Yeah, you can't click away.
Can't click away. That's it. Yeah.
I love
it. That's my next shirt. Can't click away.
Can't click away. All right. Well, I guess in closing, pretend I'm not even here. Like you're talking directly to the listeners. Say, you know, hey, everyone, come on out. 20th anniversary, whatever you want to say. But like speak directly to them and invite them out.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening from the 20th to the 24th is the biggest short film festival that you've probably ever seen your whole entire life. It is the DC Shorts International Film Festival, the 20th anniversary. That's like the deluxe edition is happening. And you guys should be there. This is going to be the best. If you love movies, if you love music, if you love just living life and being in a movie theater, this is the place to be. Even you can have food. You can enjoy the whole entire day. We got amazing panels. I don't know. I know we're getting close, right? Do we still have seats?
Yeah, well, you know, make sure you get your tickets while you can. DCShorts.com. And I'll end off with this. Keep it short. Keep it real. No need to keep it real short. 20 years of filmmaking, and we're making films for 20 more.
Perfect. Nice. That's the I mean, 50 years of hip hop. You got the rhymes.
All right. See, hey. I told you, man, this is right here, from the curated showcases to just the curated experience. We got you back. And we got merch available right here.
Oh, yeah.
And new merch. I know that they can't see this on the radio, but anybody listening to WTOP, go to DCShorts.com.
It almost looks like a 3D logo or something, man.
Yes. that's right. We're coming for you.
I love it. I love it. Hey, thanks for doing this.
I will see you soon.